16 minutes away from the finish line on this Friday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bulbarch. You've got us until 6. Don't forget, coming your way later on tonight, high school boys basketball, North Ridgeville, taking on Olmsted Falls. It begins at 7 o'clock with the Dr. Karen Kramer pregame show.
That's right. Also, the Scholastic Games. I forgot we had those going on at 6.
Yep. That's a replay from Monday, so make sure you check that out when we wrap up at 6.
EC and Oberlin in that one.
Should be a big one. 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday, February the 9th, at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's the 6th annual Brunch with a Farmer. And that's taking place at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. And joining us on the hotline right now to talk about it is Amanda Dennis-Diedrich with the Lorain County Farm Bureau. Amanda, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, the 6th annual Brunch with a Farmer event is very fascinating because I think it ties together a number of wonderful things. And for those that aren't familiar with what this is, I think we kind of hit on the basic details. Next Saturday, February 9th, 9 a.m. at LCCC Spitzer Conference Center. What all is involved with this?
So this is our 6th annual brunch. And essentially, we're trying to connect consumers with the farmers here in Lorain County. So we're going to have a couple farmers seated at every table, and they're going to kind of act like the local expert on any questions that people have. And then we have a local foods menu that the students of the LC culinary program are going to make for us on Saturday.
So you'll have the farmers there that are essentially sourcing the food. You'll have the kids that are involved in the LCCC culinary arts program there to cook the food. And if you buy a ticket to this event, you'll be lucky enough to sample some of the food, right?
Yes, and last year we had some great food. This year we have some exciting, the chef decided to do an omelet and a fresh egg station. And he's also going to do chicken and waffles, and then he has about 7 other things on the menu. So come hungry, and we'll have lots of great foods to enjoy that day.
Some of you may be asking, if this is taking place next Saturday, why are we having you on now? Well, that's because you've got to purchase your tickets before Monday, right?
Yeah. We would just ask that you call our office, and you can do that at 440-877-0706, and just purchase your tickets by Monday. You can also email the word Lorain, L-O-R-A-I-N, at O as in Ohio, F as in Frank, B as in boy, F as in Frank, .org. You can email Lorain at OSBF.org, and just let them know that you want a ticket as well.
Amanda, what do you hope that sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
No, I just was going to say, what do you hope that folks who take in this event will take from it? I mean, they get that opportunity to talk with the farmer, and is the whole idea to kind of learn about where the food in Lorain County here is coming from and how it's processed?
Exactly. Where the food is coming from, and kind of get to know your Lorain County farmer. Ask the questions that you might have. Maybe why do they do a certain practice? Why have they continued to farm? Why have they done it for generations and generations? And also this year, we're going to have a speaker from Ohio Farm Bureau, the president of the OSBF Board of Trustees, Frank Burkett. He's a dairy farmer from Massillon, Ohio, but he's going to come and talk about Ohio Farm Bureau. This is our centennial year, so we are celebrating 100 years, and Ohio Farm Bureau has been in existence for 100 years.
Very nice. Now, do you have any idea, like, what kinds of celebrations are in store for a centennial celebration? That's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. We actually kind of kicked it off in our December annual meeting in Columbus. And actually, this past Monday, we were down in Ohio State, because that's where it initially started 100 years ago. And there was actually a marker installed kind of celebrating our 100 years together, because we came together in Ohio State with representatives from 76 county farm bureaus, and they said that we needed a stronger voice for agriculture, so they wanted the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation to be formed.
Amanda Dennis-Diedrich with the Ohio Farm Bureau joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about next Saturday, February 9th, 6th annual Brunch with a Farmer event. Now, you guys are also going to have door prizes at this event. What kinds of door prizes will there be?
We have various door prizes. One is a farm bureau membership. We have a dairy basket from a local family dairy farm. Lorain County Community College is donating some type of door prize. I think it's going to be a gift certificate to their Sage and Seed restaurant, which opens up, I think, in a week or two. Then we're going to have some door prizes from Ag Credit, Farm Credit Mid-America, Our Little World Alpacas, a gift basket from Schlechter Brothers Country Harvest. So a little bit of everything door prize-wise.
Now, you're also encouraging those that show up to bring non-perishable food items as well, and that's going to support the Commodore Cupboard, correct?
Correct. And the Commodore Cupboard is assistance for students at Lorain County Community College, if you didn't know that.
You mentioned earlier that you're going to have a number of farmers coming to this event. About how many will be there, and do they have a particular specialty? I mean, are there certain farmers coming with certain items that they're going to have on display or there to be cooked?
Well, no one's going to have anything like on hand to be sold or anything, but we do have probably close to 50 farmers, and are going to kind of serve as our area, experts. And they come from a wide array of, just traditional grain farmers to someone that might own an orchard, to someone that owns a greenhouse, to an alpaca farmer. So we've got a little bit, all kinds of farmers representing all of the Lorain County agriculture.
You mentioned last year there was an omelet station. That's got me pretty excited because we've had Chef Adam Smith on before with Lorain County Community College's Culinary Arts. The Sage and Seed, you mentioned that's one of the door prizes as well. That's worth the price of admission alone. That place is fantastic. We love what they do over there at LCCC, especially with their Culinary Arts program. But I think that's part of the fascination of this as well. Incorporating the farmers in with the LCCC Culinary Arts students. And I know one of the things LCCC tries to do is give their kids a little bit of an opportunity to do every aspect of the restaurant operation. And this kind of gives them an opportunity to do that as well, really interact with the farmers going right to the source of their product.
Yep. And actually, even some of the farmers that are going to be, serving as farmers next Saturday, some of the students have been out to their farm. We have a beef cattle farm from Penfield, and the students have been out there to that farm to see to see the cattle.
Very cool stuff. Well, Amanda, before we let you go, we'll let you hit the ticket information one more time. I know it's $10 for Ohio Farm Bureau members, and it's also $15 for non-members. For those that are interested in purchasing tickets, where can they go to get the information?
They can call our office at 440-877-0706, or they can email the word Lorain at osbf.org. And we also have a Facebook page. If you look up Lorain County Farm Bureau, you can share your interest that way. But just make sure you call our office on Monday to reserve your ticket before next Saturday.
Very good stuff. Again, it's next Saturday, February 9th at 9 o'clock at the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC. It's the 6th Annual Brunch with a Farmer. Amanda, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Again, Amanda Dennis-Diedrich joining us from the Ohio Farm Bureau talking about next Saturday's 6th Annual Brunch with a Farmer.